for a word for reflection this morning and to prepare us for a time of silent reflection, I'm going to read one of Rick's poems. Didn't know I was going to do this. I picked one that I thought captures both the whimsy and the poignancy of a lot of Rick's writings. This one's called Down in the Kitchen. You rise up in the morning, but things not seeming right. You've lost the easy feeling you were feeling late last night. So you wander into the kitchen and stand there trying to think, searching for some meaning down in the kitchen sink. I know, I've been there too. I've been down in the kitchen, same as you. You go through all the cupboards and check the Frigidaire. You don't know what you're hungry for, but you're sure it isn't there. You can't find all the pieces for the coffee pot, so you sit down at the table and read the cornflakes box. I know, I've been there too. I've been down in the kitchen, same as you. You gaze out of the window as you sit there killing time, fingering the milk you've spilled out into a design. You drop a piece of silverware, but you leave it where it lies and stare at the linoleum, making patterns with your eyes. I know. I've been there too. I've been down in the kitchen, same as you. Now the streets are full of people who seem to have it made. But we've all been down in the kitchen, lonely and afraid. So you wash your dirty dishes and put away your glass and go out from your kitchen as though you've been to Mass. Go out from your kitchen and know you've been to Mass. Let's spend a few moments of silent reflection.